Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. My name's Paul Trenwith. I'm your host for the next hour of music. It's going to be bluegrass music, I tell you. We'll be talking a little bit about the Kiwi Grass Festival that we've just had this last weekend. I'm not going to talk about it all the time, though, because I appreciate the fact that many of you are a long way from Hamilton and didn't get the opportunity to come to the festival, except I know you would have come if you'd been here. It was great. We had a superb lineup of bands, New Zealand bands, bands from Australia, and the band from the US headlined the festival, the Lonely Heartstring Band. And we had a special occasion because they had an album release on the 1st of February. And 1st of February was the Friday night, and that was the first night of the concert. So our first concert was an album release of their new album, Smoke and Ashes. And that was pretty special. And so I'm going to play a couple of tracks from that that you will really enjoy. Lonely Heartstrings Band, George Clements, guitar, lead vocals, Charles Clements, bass and vocals, Patrick McGonigal, fiddle and vocals, Maddie Whitler, mandolin and guitar, Gabe Hirschfield, banjo. I like to play the tracks Borderlands and then Redbird Flies. Have a listen.
Jenny was a good kid, spent her days filling gasoline. While out across the desert, she'd staked her dreams. But Jenny had her father, he'd always own the tanks in town. They'd work their days in fuming dust till the sun went down. But Jenny was a good kid, spent her nights searching open skies, just dancing under neon. She think heaven only knows a hell. Time's not a ringing bell. Try to bear the weight upon these hands all the way to the border. Jenny fled the station and the plane. She cried, heaven only knows a hell. Time is not a ringing bell. I'll try to bear the weight upon these hands all the way to the border. Like a game could change its rules to make the last come first. 'Cause Jenny was a good kid, my only friend in this worn out town. Now she's heading across the desert with her old man in the backseat, making good upon her dreams of the borderland. Oh, just wore her worn out boots and kept on walking fast. I listened as she sang her songs about running from her past. There's a desert wind, the moonlight dance, the rodeo has left the town. Take me far away, my friend, lift me up, don't bring me down. Tell me lies, I don't want the truth, 'cause nothing hurts like honesty. Why the red bird flies away from here. It feels like only yesterday that she walked on out the door. Couldn't tell you where she's at, we don't talk much anymore. Now the days slip by, my window panes as autumn rains arrive. The times we spent together were the times I felt alive. There's a desert wind, the moonlight dance, the rodeo has left the town. Take me far away, my friend, lift me up, don't bring me down. Don't tell me lies, I want the truth, 'cause nothing heals like honesty. Tell me why the red bird flies away from here.
Lonely Heartstrings Band from the new album Smoke and Ashes, available on Rounder. I'm sure it's available online and iTunes and all those ones too, but if you do buy it, make sure you get the cover too, because it's got some beautiful cover art on it, drawings of the band. It's got the lyrics and some wonderful writing inside in a leaflet. Just a top album. We are delighted to have them at Kiwigrass, and get their new album. We had the album release on the 1st of February in New Zealand, which is the earliest that you could possibly have the 1st of February. We're a day ahead of the USA even. Isn't that good? I'm going to play a track that from the Boxcars. They weren't at the Kiwigrass Festival, but they'll probably apply to come next year. When they hear about it, you will get applications from all sorts of bands. I know that because it was such a good festival. From the Boxcars, we're going to hear When Sorrows Encompass Me Around and Trouble in Mind. That sounds really miserable, and there wasn't much misery going on at the Kiwigrass Festival, I tell you. But this is a little bit typical of bluegrass, and they do a fine job. Let's listen to the Boxcars. Thank you.
creatures go shouting away to the arms of my heavenly love. My spirit to glory convey, my body laid low in the ground. I wish not a tear at my grave to be shed, but all join in praising around. Disembodied can know or visit their brethren beneath. My spirit shall join you while singing you go and leave all my cares in the grave. Immersed in the ocean of love, my soul like an angel shall sing till Christ shall descend. Thank you.
the Boxcars. We're sponsored. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works of Hamilton. And David Shearer brought some of their wares out to the festival and talked to lots of people and a lot of interest in that. So we'd like to say a big thank you to Shearer's for coming out to Kiwi Grass and just once again continuing to support the local music world, and they do a fine job, and I really appreciate the support for Back Porch Bluegrass here. Shearer's have been providing music services and instruments and everything you want musically for 50 years to the people of Hamilton and probably further afield than that. So go and see them and tell them that you like the way they support Back Porch Bluegrass and you'd like to buy a new Martin guitar, and they'll be very happy to see you. What are we going to have now? Time for an instrumental. Mark Mazengarb, wonderful New Zealand guitarist, and he was at the festival and doing some playing and doing some walking around with his youngster and his wife. It was lovely to see them getting around. There are lots of kids at the festival, and we had very hot sunny weather, hotter than normal for Hamilton, and in the upper 20s, and anyway, Mark was playing some music too, and from the album he did with himself playing guitar, Joe K. Walsh on mandolin and Andrew Van Nostrand on fiddle, I'd like to play Dog's Waltz. It's a David Grisman tune and it's real nice. Have a listen. Thank you. Dogs Waltz. Mark Mazengarp, Joe Walsh and Andrew Van Nostrand playing that one. Out at the festival, there was a wide range of music from the very contemporary sounds of Lonely Heartstrings Band and people like Roadworks to the more straightforward bluegrass from people like Bluegrass Parkway and Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Nine Mile Creek, everyone knows where the music came from. A lot of credit given to Bill Monro. And so I thought I'd play some Bill Monro. Here's Toy Hard. Hearing Bill and Lester sing is just magic.
Toyed with a toy heart. I think I played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken when parting words were spoken. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. My poor heart like a toy. That toy broke and then we had to part. It never can be mended. A hopeless romance ended. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. I think I played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken and parting words were spoken. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. Darling, my time will come someday. Time alone will heal my broken heart. The clouds will roll away, the sun will shine someday. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. I think I played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken when parting words were spoken. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. Darling, you know you've done me wrong. Your love for me has passed and gone. I find somebody new, I hope that they'll be true. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. I think I played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken when parting words were spoken. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart.
Some classic bluegrass there for you. One of the big hits at the festival was Roadworks, a local band of youngsters, Lawrence, 16, on guitar, 70 now, I think, and Sam on mandolin, younger brother Sam. Mum plays bass, Tracy does a good job. Nate is the younger brother, sings great harmony, plays percussion, and is Vamp's mandolin. It is learning mandolin to take over the mandolin role, and is going to be learning some banjo too, so he will undoubtedly contribute in exactly the same way that his brothers do. And Dad, Bruce, is such an expert in sound that there's no wonder the band sounds good. And I'm going to play a track off their new album, Unrealistic Expectations. Great album, just came out a couple of months ago, and this is them playing Black and White Rag. Have a listen to this. Thank you. bit of humour in there. Great players. To hear them playing on stage with Lonely Heartstrings Band jamming on a couple of tunes was just amazing and just wonderful. And it just bodes so well for the future of bluegrass music. It's all right for us grey hairs to sort of have a history of the music for the last 50 years and that sort of thing, but these guys are definitely carrying it into the future. Absolutely wonderful sound. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm Paul Trenwith, and if I'm talking about the Kiwigrass Festival, it's just because we had it this last weekend, and it was such a success. What I need to do for you is read out Nat Talkington's comment on Facebook. I know I haven't got Nat's permission for this, but I'm sure he won't mind, because once it's on Facebook, it's getting lots of people looking into it and reading and commenting now. So I thought I'd read. Nat writes very eloquently, speaks very eloquently, is wonderful MC, very nimble of voice and fingers. His banjo playing is very eloquent too. But this summed it up far better than I could say. Janine's asleep, the Woofers are asleep, and I'm getting there fast. We're home and partially unpacked after running the first bluegrass festival in New Zealand for 30 years, Kiwigrass. We did it right. The headline is from America, Lonely Heartstring Band, Australia, 9 Mile Creek, Bluegrass Parkway, and some of New Zealand's finest bluegrass bands were there. We exceeded even our optimistic attendance predictions, and it was a raging success on all fronts. Well, you're correct there, Nat. The most remarkable part of the success was the continuous, warm, positive vibe that ran through the whole event. Everyone was stoked to be there, whether artists or staff or attendees or vendors, and you could feel it. We had attendees from Japan say, "We've been to American bluegrass festivals before, but it feels better here. People are friendly and the music is great." Thank you, Japan. People came from the UK, from Japan, Australia, and beyond. It was wonderful. Even our official photographer, Ian Fisk, and our videographer, Roger McKenna, are Australian. When we rolled into the Narrows Park Christian Camp on Tuesday afternoon, we were braced for all sorts of logistical and technical cock-ups, none of which eventuated. As the Lonely said, if you hadn't told us it was the first festival, we'd have assumed it was the 20th, because everything just works so smoothly. That's because of the huge amount of hard work that Barry Talkington, Janine Abarbanel, Pete Parnham, Roadworks, and Paul Trenwith put into the planning beforehand. Not to mention the ridiculously competent Peter Jackson, Kelly Bueller, Daniel Spector, Polly Lind, Helen Ludellen, and Carita Brokenshire, who volunteered and took huge areas of potential clusterfuck and turned them into ridiculous successes. Special shout out to PK Sound, Paul Krippner, who did a flawless job and got unprecedented love from the headline act, who said, "Halls like this are often a nightmare, and you've given us great sound." There wasn't a lick out of place, there wasn't a bleep or a blurp or a hint of feedback the whole day, and everybody's instruments sounded amazing. The voices sounded amazing. Thank you, PK Sound. There were jams all around the camp. We went to sleep every night to the sound of great musicians making acoustic music from the heart. I got to do some of the jamming myself, says Nat. I remember sitting around on Tuesday night in a jam circle with George Clements calling solos, but blocked from my line of sight by an upright bass. Thanks to Maddie Whittler for relaying the nod when it was my turn and for approving of my solos, even though they always started around bar 8 of the song. The most emotional memory I'll have, though, is of turning round during one of the Lonely Heartstring Band's encores. The huge hall was full of people, and each was captivated, watching on the edge of their seat, barely daring to breathe lest it disturb the precious moment. It was so beautiful and so delicate, the araha of the audience and the araha of the band combining. Araha is a Maori word from the native tongue in New Zealand, meaning the love. And you summed it up, Nat, you really did. soon to bed, but there's 40 plus sets of bedding and towels need washing, and what were we going to do with all? Oh, and he goes on. It really was superb, beautifully written, Nat, and that summed up the festival for you. I'll try and play some more music for you now, folks. What have I got lined up here? We've got CD2 lined up. I'll just play that for you. It's Honey Deaton. She wasn't at the festival, but she'd like to come next year. Just a bit of bluegrass from somewhere else. At the Kiwigrass Festival, we also had the legendary French bluegrasser Jean-Luc Leroux, and he did a set that was appreciated by a lot of people. They loved his voice, they loved his singing, loved his mandolin playing, and we put together some great sounds. I had the privilege of playing some banjo and some dobro on his tracks, and I'm going to play one of the tunes that we played, Si tout en va, from Jean-Luc Leroux.
Repasse donc chez moi. Si tu t'en vas, regarde où tu vas. Si tu t'en vas, surtout t'en fais pas. Tu finiras sûrement un jour par comprendre qu'il ne faut surtout pas se méprendre. L'amour au fond n'est pas du cinéma. Rappelle-toi. Si tu t'en vas, n'oublie pas comme ça. Si tu t'en vas, je serai près de toi. Si tu t'en vas, pense un peu à moi. Entendre te dire que je saurai encore te séduire. Nos sentiments ne peuvent pas mourir comme ça. je garde en moi le meilleur de ton souvenir. Je ne pensais pas me voir autant souffrir. Je garde l'espoir de te voir un jour revenir. Même si je ne veux pas refaire l'histoire, je sais qu'un jour nous allons nous revoir. Au fond de moi, il y a toujours l'espoir. Si tu t'en vas, repasse donc chez moi. Si tu t'en vas, regarde où tu vas. Si tu t'en vas, surtout t'en fais pas. Pas comprendre qu'il ne faut surtout pas se méprendre. L'amour au fond n'est pas du cinéma.
Jean-Luc Leroux from New Caledonia, who's at Kiwigrass and has developed a lot of new fans for his music. I'd like to say a big hello to all my listeners on the various access radio stations around New Zealand. You could be listening to this either from Free FM in Hamilton, where it originates, or Raglan Community, or Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Coast Access Radio from Kapiti. Thank you very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you are enjoying the music. It also goes on the access radio stations in Canada, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, and the voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. Thank you very much for listening to me and sharing our music. Bluegrass Planet Radio, Friday afternoons. You can hear Back Porch Bluegrass. So we had a great Kiwigrass Festival. There's going to be bits happening in the next subsequent programs. I've recorded interviews with several of the bands, and I'm yet to process those and edit them and fit some music around them. So we'll be talking to people from Valley Bluegrass from Dunedin, Bluegrass Parkway, Hot Diggity. We'll be talking to the Deborah from Hot Diggity and Chrissy, and we had a great talk with them and playing some of their music. They were a big hit of the festival. Meanwhile, I'm just going to play some regular bluegrass from David Palmley and Continental Divide, their album Three Silver Dollars Ain't Gonna Let You Drag Me Down. And that's just me, which is quite a neat comment. I love that song. David Palmley, excellent. I'd listened to his dad playing banjo in the very early days and was influenced by him, and I'm delighted his son is such a good singer.
Treat me like you do, something I will never understand. You set me up just like a fool, and you made me feel like half a man. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. I ain't gonna wind up with the blues. You know I love you so, but if you go and go, this world's gonna keep on turning round. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. We started out on Lover's Lane, and everything was oh so fine. The last curve, that's when I saw the dead end sign. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. I ain't gonna wind up with the blues. You know I love you so, but if you go and go, this world's gonna keep on turning round. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. Know you had it all, you wanted more, but I ain't gonna let you drag me down. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. I ain't gonna wind up with the blues. You know I love you so, but if you go, this world's gonna keep on turning round. This time I ain't gonna let you drag me down. To the violin, and I tend to think that supermodels are too thin, and I think that who you are is who you ought to be. That's just me. Best of Andy Griffith was in black and white. Fishing still beats working if you never get a bite. Coffee's kind of pointless without caffeine. That's just me. I believe in little that I hear and only half of what I see. And I believe that living by the book is harder than it used to be. Yeah, I'm convinced that loving you is gonna be the secret to my longevity. That's just me. Seen a place that I like more than home. When I go to the movies, I don't take my cell phone. And I'll buy the gas, but you ought to get the air for free. That's just me. Well, I've never even been to Mars, but I'm a man. And I accept the fact that women are just hard to understand. And I think that people take themselves too seriously. That's just me. And I believe in little that I hear and only half of what I see. And I believe that living by the book is harder than it used to be. Yeah, I'm convinced that loving you is gonna be the secret to my longevity. That's just me. And I believe in little that I hear and only half of what I see. And I believe that living by the book is harder than it used to be. The secret to my longevity. But that's just me.
That's just me.
Yeah, that's just me.
That's just me.
Yeah, that's just me.
That's just me.
That was David. That was David Palmley and Continental Divide. Let's listen to some gospel music from Richard D. Henry now. And did I get that name right? Yes, Richard D. Henry. Here's New Mansion in the Sky.
My reward at
long journeys in treasure that money can't buy. There with my Jesus, my new life will begin in my new mansion in the sky.
In my new mansion in the sky. In my new mansion in the sky. There'll be joy beyond compare when I get over there in my new mansion in the sky.
Coming back again with all the angels from on high. Listen close and you will hear them singing in the wind from my new mansion in the sky.
In my new mansion in the sky. In my new mansion in the sky. There'll be joy beyond compare when I get over there in my new mansion in the sky.
Welcome, so come one and all to my new mansion in the sky.
In my new mansion in the sky. In my new mansion in the sky. There'll be joy beyond compare when I get over there in my new mansion in the sky. In my new mansion in the sky. There'll be joy beyond compare when I get over there in my new mansion in the sky.
There'll be joy beyond compare when I get over there in my new mansion in the sky.
Oh, rapid gospel tune there. We had a couple of gospel events at Kiwigrass. One was a gospel sing-along led by Tony Lake from Australia, and that was very successful. Basically, everyone in the chapel, which was a perfect venue for the gospel sing-along, of course, we just did songs that were well known and everyone sang. And then there was a little bit of a concert afterwards where bands sang their prepared gospel songs. And I got the opportunity to play there with both Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and with my four boys all gathered together for the festival. I've got four sons and they were all there. And we did an unaccompanied vocal song, which is fairly unlikely from a bunch of instrumentalists. And we did Dora Lawson's My Rock, and it was really good fun singing it with them in a pretty appropriate finishing song for the gospel concert. My name's Paul Trenwith. You've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the program. We've got lots of music to come in the next few weeks and interviews and things like that. But I'll take it out with Ramona Church and Carolina Road. Fine band. Ramona Church plays banjo, sings. Lorraine Jordan plays mandolin, does lots of singing. Tom Langdon on dobro and harmony vocals. Dan Wells on guitar and David Sampler on bass and Jeff Michael on fiddle. And they play some great music. And here's a song called, no, it's an instrumental by Lorraine Jordan called Hickory Wind. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll see you next time.